Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. My guest today is Terry Kapp from Plein Air Washington Artists. And for those of you who have been listening to this show, you might have heard me pronounce it Plein Air, but it is Plein Air Washington Artists, P-L-E-I-N. But Terry, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, if you could just start us off and let our listeners know what your role is at Plein Air Washington Artists and how you got started there.
Well, I am on the board of Plein Air Washington Artists. I am the paint out coordinator, and I have been a member of Plein Air Washington for 6+ years. And my role is helping organize the different places, paint outs that we do throughout the calendar year. And the way that I got involved with Plein Air is I have been a longtime painter, artist, many, many years. I was actually buying some art supplies at Daniel Smith one day, and there was a person set up as part of a display for a vendor, and I ended up in conversation with her. She was a member of Plein Air Washington Artists and gave me her card, and she said, "Ah, if you love the outdoors and painting, you should check out Plein Air Washington." So I did, and that's how I joined. It is a member group. You pay annual dues, and then you have access to the website and paint-ins and paint-outs and all the benefits of the camaraderie with the group.
All right. Well, I think the big question is, what is Plein Air? Can you give us kind of a brief overview or description or history of Plein Air art and the art style that you might see with Plein Air?
So Plein Air historically probably began in the mid-1800s, and it was before photography was developed, but there was interest in painting outside and exploring further in the U.S., further wild places. So I would say, you know, it began in the East Coast, the Hudson River area, but then some more adventurous artists decided to travel west. And so that is sort of how it took off as far as, you know, landing all throughout the states. And people, viewers, that was the only exposure they had to these amazing wild places in nature. So they got to see these paintings done by artists. So, you know, it inspired and created more and more interest in general. And the idea of, so there's been sort of an explosion now in this last 20 to 25 years of plein air painting again. And it seems to come from, and for me personally, just I've naturally been an outdoor person, hiked, camped, and painted, sketched mostly outside, but began making the serious commitment to painting plein air in the last 8 years or so. But it is a style where you go out with a small setup with an easel and a palette, and you try to deal with the elements and capture the changing light, and using sort of an impressionistic style usually. So you're very direct in your painting, and you're capturing the light, the atmosphere, you're dealing with the elements. So that's sort of the general idea behind plein air. It's love of painting outdoors, and literally painting outdoors is what plein air means. So
a long history, especially in the United States, and a great way to get outdoors and experience nature, it sounds like. As a plein air painter yourself, do you have a favorite spot around Seattle or Washington State that you like to paint?
I love Whidbey Island. So yes, and there's a lot to offer there. There's wide open spaces, prairie, there's forests, there's coastline, and you are exposed to every possible sort of weather in any season. So yes, that for me, that's a very special place. It's a meaningful place to me personally, but it's also just fantastically beautiful. It has a lot to offer. I also enjoy sketching and painting up in the hills. It's a little more difficult carrying a plein air painting setup, so I often take sketchbook and pencils and my camera there. But for the painting, Whidbey Island and then some other places in the eastern Washington. I just recently returned from a four-day painting trip to the Palouse area in eastern Washington, which is fantastic too. And so you are exposed there to, you know, desert landscapes and different colors. And so, yes. Both those places.
All right. Thank you. So a lot of variation across Washington State where you can get some painting in. Well, you already mentioned a little bit about Plein Air Washington Artists, or PAWA. It being a member organization, providing member benefits to individuals who are joining. What else can you tell us about the organization itself? Maybe a brief overview of some of those benefits specifically, or just a history of PAWA and how it got started in this area.
PAWA started in the year 2000 by a woman, Sylvia Carlton, who was a painter and lives on Bainbridge Island, but also shares time in California. And it was with a handful of other members at that time. And since then, it's grown to about 350 members statewide. And we set up a calendar year with an annual planning meeting of paintouts over the whole state. I would say the majority of the members are on the west side of the state, but we definitely have a good number on the east side, and that's growing. And the benefits are, when you are a member, you have access to the website login, and there are the emails and contact information for all the members. So you can meet people that way, do spontaneous meetups to paint. The camaraderie is fantastic. We are out together, share techniques. You get to check out other people's equipment, which is always fun. And, you know, it's never ending, the search for the best equipment and different styles. We offer two juried shows per year. So you can enter your work in these shows. And we offer workshops along with those shows as well.
What does someone have to do to become a member? You mentioned membership dues. Is there an application process or anything else that goes along with becoming a member?
No, it is just, you know, look it up, decide if that's what you want to do, and then sign up and pay the fee for the year. And it's a minimal membership fee, and that's it. Anyone can join.
Okay, great. And so where are folks going to find this information? What's the website where they can look up more about Plein Air Washington Artists and even become a member?
The website address is www.pleinairwashingtonartists.com.
All right. And that's Plein Air spelled P-L-E-I-N. So pleinairwashingtonartists.com. Now, for folks who might not be members yet, what sort of resources or programs do you offer folks outside of membership in PAWA?
Again, it's the opportunities really to build your skills, the friendships. Painting tends to be an isolated kind of activity. Many people spend a lot of time in their studios or heading out and painting alone. So for me, the benefit of these meetups is just great. It's fantastic. So that's a huge one right there, the friendships that develop. But again, the juried shows, the opportunities that way. We do have videos that get produced periodically by some of the other artist members. And so those are available on our website for members to tune into. And then the workshops that are offered. Those are the primary, like, you know, tangible benefits. But the intangibles are really the primary goal of the membership group.
So those paint outs and paint ins, some of those events, are those member exclusive then, or are non-members able to join some of those?
Those are member exclusive.
Okay.
So if a person hears about one or interacts with someone, spots that, you do have to join. That's sort of one of our stipulations. We have a way that you then register for each paint out. We post it, send it out through our newsletter once a month, and then we also post it as an Eventbrite. And so we use Eventbrite as a platform for the members to register for each paint out.
Well, one of the paint outs that is coming to Magnuson Park, actually, put on by plein air Washington artists, is the Magnuson Park paint out on June 3rd. So unfortunately, folks listening to this episode are going to miss that, hearing about that event specifically. But what can you tell us about the event? What would folks expect from it, especially if they're interested in attending next year?
Are you asking what a painter could expect or a viewer, like from the public?
Let's do both.
Oh, both. Okay. Well, painters, and this is actually a different event. This is not only PAWA exclusive. This is actually sponsored sort of by Magnuson Park, the whole cultural influence here, the gallery, Space Gallery. So anyone that was an artist in Washington could have juried into. So there's two parts to this event. There was a juried show, and it's hanging now, and that is up through June 17th. So participants submitted work by a certain date, and they were selected or not. And so there's work hanging in the gallery right now that's very worthwhile to go view. So that is something that you would expect to participate in or hope to. The plein air event itself is an event where we each registered, and then there are some, I think there's three suggested locations throughout the park that day. We will arrive, the artists will arrive in the morning and begin setting up and painting throughout the park. So, you know, people coming to the park, viewers, the public in general, can come and find painters and see them in action. And, you know, it's a fantastic, fun, different thing. And we can, you know, have conversations and you can check out different styles. There are also going to be food trucks and live music and activities for families that involve, I think, some art materials that will be available. So it should be a really great day. And the paint out part of it is similar to what we as PAWA members do, going out and painting as a group. So, yeah.
All right. It does sound like a really fun event, both for painters and for the general public to just kind of observe the painters at work. Do you know what three areas in Magnuson Park folks are going to be painting in?
One area I know was referred to as sort of the wetland area. Okay. So that would be out in that further, you know, distant parking lot area that near the lake. So,
all right. So yeah, at least the wetland area and then a couple other spots.
Yes.
All right.
And great. You can check in. Those spots will be announced in the morning that day. So, you know, viewers coming, the public coming can go find out where those locations are.
So June 3rd, folks are, again, going to miss that by the time this episode airs. But you mentioned the exhibit is going to run until June 17th. Do you know how many artists are featured in that exhibit, or what folks can expect coming up through June 17th if they do visit the gallery?
I think there are about 40 artists represented, and some have multiple paintings hanging. So I'm not sure about the total number of artwork that's in the gallery, but a really great example of broad, varied landscapes in Washington. So the title of the exhibit is Plein Air Views of Washington, and it is that. So it's a really worthwhile thing to see. And there will be a reception actually on June 3rd as well. So the gallery will be open that day. And then there is a closing reception on June 17th from 2 to 6 p.m. as well.
So the June 17th closing reception, what can folks expect from that? We're definitely going to get the word out to our listeners to attend that event. So what will folks expect if they attend that closing reception on June 17th?
That will be a last sort of celebration gathering, and hopefully, you know, with drawing good attendance when you have it as an event like that. There will be some light refreshments and some artists will be present as well. And it's mostly that, but just a way to promote gathering to get, you know, more of an audience out to see the show in that space.
And do you know if any of the artwork is on sale for folks if they are stopping by?
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right. Great.
Please do help them find new homes. We love for our artwork to speak to a viewer. So yes, that's part of the point.
Great. And that's Building 30 West, where the Magnuson art gallery is. So make sure to check that out June 17th. And what are the hours for that closing reception?
2 to 6 p.m. And the same, I think, is what is billed for June 3rd as far as the reception. And again, there will be probably a good crowd that day and refreshments as well as all the other activities going on that day.
All right. June 17th, make sure to check out the Plein Air Views of Washington exhibit in the Magnuson Park Gallery. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. My guest today is Terry Kapp from Plein Air Washington Artists, an organization that is co-hosting the Plein Air Washington exhibition at Building 30 West until June 17th. So, Terry, can you tell me why Magnuson Park was chosen to host the exhibit and also host the paint out, having artists go out into the park to paint around Magnuson Park?
So it was a collaborative project with the Space Gallery, the Magnuson Park Gallery, and this is the third annual plein air show that they have hosted, and each year they have been trying to develop different ideas and angles in just making it a lively, active event. And so last year they had incorporated artists as demos, so doing demos in setup spots out painting. But this year they really wanted to push it and develop the idea of having many artists on site. And so that was what happened. And this is just such a great space. There's plenty of space for many artists to participate. There's such a variety of views, and you can paint sort of an urban industrial landscape, and you can paint a beautiful natural wild landscape down in the wetland area. And I think that just the natural long-standing history of the cultural development out here at Magnuson Park mm-hmm. is a huge reason. So, you know, it's I just think it's great that Space Gallery is continuing to try to push the idea and increase the exposure to plein air and just, you know, different opportunities.
Absolutely. Magnuson Park is such a great spot for a variety of reasons, just like you mentioned, has all of those different areas, the industrial areas, the historical areas, the natural areas that folks can go out and paint in. Absolutely perfect spot to host this event. So really glad to see that it's coming to Magnuson Park. Now, you personally, have you painted in Magnuson Park before?
Yes, I actually was one of the demo artists last year.
Okay.
And so I chose to set up kind of near Building 30, and I painted one angle of a wall of the hangar, but through surrounded framed by trees and plants and, you know, the street leading into it and clouds. And so, yes, it was a really fun challenge for me to do that. So I'm excited to be back next Saturday Yes, on June 3rd.
All right, great. Yeah, June 3rd. Again, for our listeners, unfortunately, you're going to miss that. Hopefully next year you'll be able to check it out. But the exhibit will run in the Magnuson Park Gallery until June 17th. And there will be a closing reception on June 17th as well. So make sure to check all of that out on the Plein Air Washington Artists website, which is pleinairwashingtonartists.com. And plein is spelled P-L-E-I-N. So make sure to check all of that out. Terry, for folks who are going to the website and looking for information, maybe outside of the website, social media pages, you mentioned videos. Is there a YouTube page? What else can folks find online outside of the website?
Yeah, definitely social media. Plein Air Washington Artists has a public Facebook page and Instagram. So, and both of them use the exact same name. It's the full Plein Air Washington Artists. And we post things. We'll feature different artists' work on those, pop-ups, and, you know, post events, meaning that following an event, there will be images posted that different artists have taken pictures of out on site. It's always fun to check out. And there are a few videos on a YouTube channel as well. So, yes, and again, Plein Air Washington Artists is the way to find that.
So the paint out on June 3rd, by the time this episode airs, I'm sure there will be at least some pictures online. So make sure to check that out. Plein Air Washington artists, their Facebook, their Instagram, their YouTube, and certainly their website, pleinairwashingtonartists.com. Is there also a newsletter? Can folks sign up for a newsletter at all?
The newsletter is for members, so there is not a public newsletter. No, the way to see any tidbits of information about it is the social media trail. But if you join, you are included in the newsletter email list.
All right. So website and those social media pages, best way to learn more about Plein Air Washington Artists. If you do decide to become a member, make sure to jump on that newsletter as well so you can learn more about their upcoming events and all those amazing member benefits. Now, for folks who are looking to get more involved with Plein Air Washington Artists, are there volunteer opportunities at any of the events or programs that you host?
Yes, and again, that would be if you're a member. We look for volunteers at some of the events, but one of the key roles as a volunteer, in fact, all the roles are volunteer, the board members as well, but is being a facilitator. And that is the person that is the point person on a given day at a given site for the paint out that's scheduled that day. And so that person has done some preliminary work setting up the information available for the Eventbrite registration so that the members who want to sign up and go to that place, they know if there's parking, facilities, that kind of thing. So the facilitator is key that way, just as a point person. But it's not a difficult job, but it's a really key role. So that's our primary volunteer spot for people.
Okay, so there are volunteer opportunities for members. So if you are a member or joining as a member, make sure to check those out. Always needed at events. If somebody isn't yet committed to becoming a member, are there other ways that they can contribute? Can they contribute financially or in-kind or material donations? What does that look like outside of membership?
There are not a lot of tracks for that, but I will say one key area that we are always reaching out is when we have our juried shows, we offer awards. And sometimes those are monetary awards, but they can also be sponsor awards, meaning either a purchase award or an actual materials award from an art supply store, an art supplier. So those would be possible ways that people could donate, supplying, the opportunity for one of those awards.
If someone wants to sponsor one of the juried awards, what is the best way for them to learn more about that or to get in touch with Plein Air Washington Artists?
Again, going to the website, you could find the email address for the contact person that is in charge of that department. So either the president would be a person, and the emails are listed there, and that would be the way you could reach out.
All right, go to that website, pleinairwashingtonartists.com, and plein is spelled P-L-E-I-N. Well, is there anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about Plein Air Washington Artists and the work that you do?
I think it's just, it's a fabulous organization. I feel so lucky to have landed in this group, and I've sort of found my people in terms of, my artistic community, and it's just so worthwhile and exciting to be a part of this group. It's a place where you're pushed, you're encouraged, and that it's just, a really varied and enjoyable community that's all pursuing a similar thing.
Perfect. Thank you so much. One final question for you. If Plein Air Washington Artists had a theme song, what do you think it would be?
Well, with a little humor added to this choice, and probably, I hope, a broad appeal, it is I'm Still Standing by Elton John. So when you're out in the field, for a few hours chasing the light, capturing the light, the atmosphere, dealing with the bugs, you can sort of go, take a drink of water and say, I'm still standing.
Well, that is great. I love the choice. Terry, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciated learning more about Plein Air Washington artists and some of those events coming up. June 3rd, the paint out in Magnuson Park. Sorry to our listeners for not being able to get this episode out sooner, but definitely make sure to check out the exhibit at the Magnuson Park Gallery going until June 17th with a closing reception on June 17th. So Terry, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. It was fun.
You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Terry Kapp from Plein Air Washington Artists, an organization co-hosting the Plein Air Views of Washington exhibition at the Magnuson Park Gallery in Building 30 West until June 17th. There will also be a closing reception for the exhibition and open art studios on June 17th from 12 to 4 p.m. Visit PlenAirWashingtonArtists.com, and Plen is spelled P-L-E-I-N, for more information about the organization and their events. Also coming to Magnuson Park on June 17th, the Rat City Roller Derby Championships will take place at Hangar 30, with doors opening at 2:30 p.m. Watch Game 1 of Grave Danger versus Queer Squad Washington, then catch the championship bout of Throttle Rockets versus Derby Liberation Front. There will also be live music, a silent auction, and a beer garden. Check out RatCityRollerDerby.com for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM for more of our amazing programs, including Pop Songs Your New Boyfriend is Too Stupid to Know About, airing Fridays from 9 to 10 p.m. Join Liz and Sean as they spin new and vintage indie pop with episodes featuring a special guest sharing one of their favorite obscure pop songs. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners!